Yiraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. We're holding on Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, six lines on the top of the two dots. So the Mishnah had said, Oichav Ashoyseim Etzdarfen, that if a person eats half a shear and drinks half a shear, so he's still not Chayiv Kares, that's not, they're not Mitzdarif. Says the Gemara Man Tano, who is the Tano who holds that Achil and Shtiyo should not be Mitzdarif? It's really like Rabbi Yeshua, even though it's a machlokes. The nan klalam Rabbi Yeshua, kol shetumasa v'shirei shavim mitzdarif. Only things that are mamish exactly the same, so then they're mitzdarif. Such as two kzeisim of a mace. So being that their tumah is the same, their shear is the same, they're both mace, so they're mitzdarif. However, tumasa v'loy shirei. Let's say you have two things, that they have the same tumah. Let's say maybe a sheretz and nevelo. They both have tumas erev, but they have different shiurim. Nevelo is a kezayis, sheretz is kadasho. So that they're not mitzdarif. Or also shiurai v'lai tumasai. They have the same shear, like nevelo and mace, but they have different tumah. Mace is tumas shiva, nevelo is tumas erev. V'lai tumasa v'lai shiurai. Or they're completely different, like sheretz and mace. Different shiurim and different, lengths of tumah. So then all these cases aim at starfin. So our Mishnah that says Achil and Shtiyah is not mitzdarif, that's like Rabbi Yeshua who says this klal, that being that they have different shiurim, Achil is b'chaseves agaso, Shtiyah is k'moy lugmuf, so therefore they're not mitzdarif. Presumably the Chachamim are chaylik, and the Chachamim would not agree to our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, it's not true. Rav Nachman Amar Afilu Teimer Rabbanan. The Mishnah could even be like the Rabbanan. Even the Rabbanan who hold that all different types of tumas are mitzdarif, even though they're not similar, still they would agree on Yom Kippur that it's different. Because Ad Kan Likamar Rabbanan Hasam El Inyan Tumah Deshem Tumah Chadi. It's only by Tumah because it's all the same thing. It's all Shem Tumah Chadu. It's all one Tumah. Aval Hacha, when it comes to Yom Kippur, Mishum Yisuv V'daitahu, it's all about Yishuv Adas. V'haylam Yas V'daitah, if a person has half a share of Achila and half a share of Shtiyo, so it's not, it doesn't give Yishuv Adas, so therefore even the Chachamim would agree that it's not Mitzdarif. Says the Gemara, same Shach of Atariyah, just different names, V'chein Amar Reish Lakish, V'machleik Ashnuyah of Rabbi Yeshua, he said that the Mashin is like Rabbi Yeshua, did not call Amar Rabbi Yeshua Chulu, etc. Rabbi Yechon Amar, the Noah, Filu Teim Rabbanon, Ad Kan, like Amar Rabbanon Hassam, Elin Yin Tumo, Aval Hacham, Yishum Yisuv Yidaitu, V'ayad Lekam Yas V'daite. Mamish, same thing as before, just different names. Says the Mishnah, let's say a person, he ate on Yom Kippur and he drank within one forgetting. So even though it's two different things, one's achila, one shtiyah, the Mishnah says, Einu chayiv alachatas achas. You're only going to be chayiv one chatas. And Rashi explains it because it's both learned out from the same pasuk, it's all the same shame isser, even though it's two different types of ways of being over the isser, but it's all the same idea. However, achav v'asa malacha, so then chayiv shnei chatois. So if a person ate and he did malacha, so the Ramam is different. Learned that from two different psukim, so then he'll be chayiv two chatois. Says the Mishnah, another halacha, achal eichlen she'enen ru'uyin la'achila, v'shasa mashkin she'enen ru'uyin l'shtiya. So then the halacha is that he's potter. If he eats or drinks things that are not ru'uy la'achila or shtiya, so then he's potter. Shasa tziroi marias, also potter, because even though they're ru'uy la'achila, if you dip, you can dip things into it, they're different fish juices that you can dip your bread, let's say, into. But lamaisa, you don't eat it by itself. And so if a person ate it by itself, so that's considered like he ate something that's not ru'uy la'achila. Now says the Gemara, but the context of the Gemara is going to be because the Mishnah says that there's a chiyuv chatos for eating and drinking on Yom Kippur. Now there can only be a chiyuv chatos if there's a lav. Now if you look in the Torah, there's no lav mefurish when it comes to achila and shti on Yom Kippur. Now once does it say, loy seichal, doesn't say don't eat, or loy tishta, doesn't say don't drink. Somehow, Chazal knew that there's a lav, and the Gemara is going to discuss where exactly we see the lav hinted to in the Torah. But says the Gemara, Amrei Shlakish, V'neimalei Nemra Azhar Binoi. Why did the Torah say Beferish? Lo Yaicha, why did the Torah say it? Says the Gemara, Mishum Lo Yidlo Yafshar, because there's no way for the Torah to say it in a way that we wouldn't be compromising on other dinim or in a way that makes sense. Because Eichi Nechtev, how do you want the Torah to say it? Nechtev Rachmano Lo Yaicha, if the Torah would have said Lo Yaicha, don't eat on Yom Kippur, achil b'kazayis. That would give the connotation that the shear is a kazayis. Because generally when the Torah says, lashon of achila, so achila is generally a kazayis. And on Yom Kippur, the shear is not a kazayis, it's a kaseves agasa. So therefore that's not a possibility. Nechtav rachmanu lois une. So maybe the Torah could have said lois une. Lois asei nazhara. No, says the Gemara, kum echo mashma. Lois une means don't afflict yourself. That's mashma to go eat. So maskefa Rav Yishaya. That still it is possible. Nichtav Rachmano Yishamir pen leisuna. That be careful. Yishamir is lashon of a leisase sara. That Yishamir, lest you don't pain yourself, lest you don't afflict yourself. Says the Gemara, no, imkein afishul hu lave, because pen is also a leisase, so that would be increasing the amount of lave. Well, maska for Rabbi Vebarabaye, nichtav Rachmano Yishamir be mitzvah sinoi. Say Yishamir lashon of leisase be mitzvah sinoi. That's what the Torah could have said it. Says the Gemara, no, because imkein Yishamir de lave. Lav Yishamir Daseh Aseh. Reish Lakish holds that Yishamir, when it's put next to Naseh, does not have the connotation of a Leis Aseh, it takes on the status of an Aseh. Depends what the context is. Only when it's written by a Leis Aseh, so then we say Yishamir is an Azhara. But when it's written by an Aseh, it's not an Azhara. So if the Torah would have said Yishamir B'mitzas Inui, that wouldn't have been Mashma an Azhara. Well, Maskefa Ravashi, Nichta Rechmana Al-Tasr Mina Inui. Could have said a Leis Aseh an Azhara. Al-Tasr Mina Inui. Says the Gemara, no, that doesn't work either, because it says the Gemara Kasha, that's Taka Kasha, why the Torah didn't say it like that. Now, Lamaisa, where is it? Marub is in the Torah that doesn't Azhara for Inui. So says the Gemara, Vatana Maisil Mehacha, that the Tana brought, he understood, he learned the Azhara for Inui from the following. It's a long Braisa, we'll get to the Inui Chelik, the Azhara for Inui in the, at the bottom, but for the Braisa starts off, and the Pasuk says, V'nisim es nafshay seichem v'chom malach le'isasu, yachol yei anush kareis al tesefes malacha. I might think that there's even kareis, even for a person who does malacha, during tesefes yom kippurim. Tamalaymer v'chol nefesh eshatasim malacha be'atzem ayay mazeh. And the Pasuk goes on to say that there's kareis, so there's only kareis be'atzem ayay mazeh. Alitzuma shal yayim anush kareis, in anush kareis al tesefes malacha. There's only kareis for a person who does malacha on Yom Kippur itself, not during the month of tesefes Yom Kippur. So in a chanami, during the seventh Yom Kippurim, you're not chayev for malacha, but maybe you're chayev for the inoy. Says the Gemara, no, because tamalaymer ki chol nefesh shalei suuna be'etzam yayim azeh v'nichrasa. But inoy also it says dafka that there's kareis be'etzam yayim azeh. Al yitzuma shal yayim anush kareis v'in anush kareis al tesefes inoy. There's only a karis for a person who's mevatel the inui on Yom Kippur itself, but not if he's mevatel the inui during Tesefes Yom Kippurim. Yachol lo yeh bechal anush, avol yeh muzar al Tesefes malacha. Okay, fine. So there's no karis, but maybe that's still a laugh. Tamulaymer v'chol malacha leisasu be'etzem yayim azeh. Also, even by the lav, it says dafka etzem yayim azeh. Al tzumah shal yayim hu muzar ve'inu muzar al Tesefes malacha. There's dafka on the day of Yom Kippur itself, that there's Azhara, but not during the Zman of Tesefes Yom Kippur. Yachol yei muzal tesefes malacha, avol yei muzal tesefes inui. Okay, fine, so there's no lav on the malacha that's done during Tesefes Yom Kippur. But maybe there's Azhara for inui. Vedinu, says the Gemara, no, there isn't, because, and it's logical that there isn't any leisasei. Because if there's no leisasei by malachas, then surely there's no leisasei when it comes to inui. Because umam malachas shena heges b'shabbos v'yam b'tayvim, malachas mor chamer, it's not even on Shabbos and Yontiv, there's an iser malacha. And yet still, inui musra leho, yet still there's no leisasei during the zman of tesefes yom kippurim. So therefore, inui shena nayeg b'shabbos v'yam b'tayvim, where there's no when it comes to Shabbos and Yontiv, it's more kal. So Eloi did, so yeah, Muzra love. So then surely you shouldn't be having Azhara when it comes to this man of Tesefes Yom Kippurim. So therefore it's Misvar that we know that there's no Azhara. Aval Azhara li Eloi shal yayim atzma loy lamanu. Now it's Mashma that there is Azhara for the day of Yom Kippur itself, but we still never said what's the Makar. So Minai, says the Braisa, what's the Makar? Says the Braisa, because Loyaymar Einish b'malacha. Lamaisa, the Torah didn't have to say the Chi of Kares by Malacha, meaning Malacha on Yom Kippur itself, right? That's the only time that there's Kares for Malacha. So the Torah didn't have to say that Kares, the Gamar Mi'inoi, we could have learned it out from Inoi, from the Kares of Inoi. Uma Inoi she'enu Naig b'Shabbos Yom Tov v'manish Kares. Inoi is more Kal, it's not Naig on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and yet still there's Kares. So Malacha Shanei Heges b'Shabbos all the more so there should be kares when it comes to malacha, which is naig on Shabbos and Yontif. So why taka does the Torah tell us that there's a chi of kares from malacha and Yom Kippur? It must be mufne. It must be the teacher's gzeir shava lahakish v'ladon mimenu gzeir shava. That nemar einesh beinoy v'nemar einesh b'malacha. So we could compare the two. That man malacha loy anesh elam kein hisir. Just like when it comes to malacha, there's an anush karis, but only because there's also a leisaseh. So af inui le anush alam kein ezir. It must be, even though the Torah doesn't say mafurish, we're supposed to learn out from here that there's a azhara when it comes to inui as well. Says the Gemara, no, because you're assuming that Shabbos is more, that malach is more chamer. But maybe Inoy is more chomer. Ikal nefrach mali Inoy shekein lehutar shelehutar miklalay. Inoy never has a heter. Taimir be malacha shodra miklala. Malacha has a heter. Let's say during the avaida, so there's a heter to do malacha on Yom Kippur. So therefore, maybe really Inoy is more chomer. So you can't say that the Torah didn't have to say kares by malacha because we could have learned that from Inoy. It's not true. Maybe Inoy is more chomer. Alice has the gemara leyimer. Okay, fine. So let's do the other way around. The Torah didn't have to say kares by Inoy because we could have learned it out from Malacha, like you just said, that Inoy is more chamer. Ma Malacha shachem mechlala anush kares, so Inoy shachem mechlala lekal shekein. We could learn out from Malacha to Inoy because Inoy is more chamer, doesn't have a heter, so then surely there's kares. So lama never. So why does the Torah say kares by Inoy? Must be mufne lahakesh vladim imenu gzer shava. It must be to teach us about making a gzera shava. The nemer einish be inoy, even nemer einish be malacha. Ma malacha anish vizir, af inoy anish vizir, to make this kavachimer, to make this gzera shava, that just like by inoy, but just like by malacha, there's azhara, so too by inoy, there's azhara, so that's the makar for the azhara by inoy. Says the Gemara, no, because who says Inoy is more chamer? I could tell you also, this is far as to go both ways. So, Ikal Mifrach Ma'ala Malacha, Shekinah Haggis B'Shabbos is V'yam Taivim. Maybe really Shabbos is more chamer. Taimar, B'Inoy, She'enu Noi Haggis, She'enu Noi B'Shabbos is V'yam Taivim. And therefore, you can't learn out the Kares of Inoy from the Kares of Malacha. Because maybe Dafka Malacha is the Chi of Kares, because maybe Malacha is more chamer. So therefore, we're still back, now we're back to square one. What's the makar for the azhara of Inoy on the day of Yom Kippur itself? So says the Gemara Amre Avino, Aitano Etzem Etzem Gamar. He learns that Gzer Shav of Etzem Etzem, and it's mufne, and it's extra, and therefore we don't ask any pirchas. Diloy mufne ikilam ifrak in the brachinon. If it wouldn't be extra, then in the chanami. We could ask the pircha that we just asked, that really maybe malacha is more chamer, and therefore you can't learn out the azhara from malacha to Inoy. But lamais, it's mufna. And therefore, we don't ask pirchas. Says the Gemara, "Laye afnu yemufne." You're talking right. It is extra because mechti chamisha kreiks even b'malacha. It says five psukim with regards to malacha and Yom Kippur. So chad la azhara diyamama v'chad la azhara dilelia. So one's teaching us the azhara of the day of Yom Kippur. One's the azhara of the night, even though it says be'etzam yaymezeh. V'chad lo einish diyamama v'chad lo einish dilelia. So that took care of four. Two for each of the Asharais, two for each of the Einshim. V'chad lafnuye, and one's just completely extra, l'migmar Inoy, mimalacha, bein diyamama, bein delalia, and one's just completely extra to teach us to learn out Inoy from Malacha, that just like Malacha, there's the Asara, so to Inoy, there's the Asara, and you can't ask any pirchas, because the Maisa here, being that it's Mufna, so the way we understand is that the Torah is telling us to make this limud. So you can't ask a pircha, the Torah is telling us to make this limud, and ignore any pirchas you might have. The Vera Bishmal Tano, that Nemar Kan Inoy v'Nemar Lahalan Inoy, a different makar for the Azhara of Inoy, because it says Inoy over here by Yom Kippur, and it says Inoy by Naira Mayrasa, by Ishas Ish, so Ma Lahalan Le'anash Alam Ken Hizir, Afkan Le'anash Alam Ken Hizir, just like by Ishas Ish, there's Azhara, so it's over here when it comes to the Inoy of Yom Kippur, so there's Azhara. So even though it doesn't say Beferish in the Torah, we learn out from here that there's Azhara. As Hashem will continue from here in the following shir. Oh, yeah.